In Iraq, Saddam Hussein predicts victory if his country is attacked. Meantime, weapons inspectors fan out across Iraq, and it's announced their two leaders, Hans Blix and Mohammed al-Baradei, will return to Baghdad at the end of the week. Iraqi President Saddam Hussein says he will achieve certain victory if there is a U.S.-led attack against his country. The Iraqi leader is quoted in Sunday's government-run newspapers as saying Iraq has no choice but to fight any military attack. He is quoted as asking, "What is the alternative when an enemy tells you, I have to occupy you?" In Cairo, another Sunday newspaper, Al Haram, quotes U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice as saying the United States expects to administer Iraq for, in her words, a certain period of time after its liberation. Ms. Rice told the paper the U.S. and its allies will have to maintain security to guard against acts of violence and guarantee humanitarian aid reaches the Iraqi people. Then, she said, the Iraqi people will be perfectly capable of running their own affairs. Chief U.N. Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed al-Baradei, will return to Baghdad next Saturday at the invitation of Iraq for 2 days of talks with Iraqi officials about allowing weapons inspectors to interview Iraqi scientists in private. The U.N. also wants Iraq to allow U-2 spy planes to fly over suspected weapon sites, and it wants a full Iraqi accounting of missing supplies of anthrax and VX nerve agent. Mr. Blix and Mr. al-Baradei are to report to the Security Council February 14th on progress made toward disarming Iraq. In Iraq Sunday, U.N. weapons inspectors traveled north and south of Baghdad to investigate two missile facilities, including a research and development company that specializes in the development of missile guidance and control systems. Other teams checked on storage facilities for high explosives. A biological team searched a dairy factory, while chemical experts investigated irrigation storage facilities. Helicopters were used to fly to two undisclosed sites, including one along Iraq's border with Syria. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.